The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. How you doing?
Good.
Me too. I'm just tired. What the heck is going on?
I know.
You know when you start PMSing, so obviously you're like, okay, my period's coming. And even though every month, I'm always so surprised when it comes, even though I track it like religiously. I already forgot what I was saying. That's okay. We'll just keep going. Left my brain. When I'm PMSing, my memory's really bad. Like, I can't remember shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not my fave either. I will say, last night I took melatonin.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Keep going.
Last night I took melatonin and I slept pretty good.
Ooh, okay.
It was really good. I slept nice and deep. And mm-hmm. then when I woke up, I didn't feel as like exhausted. And I've been feeling like that a lot lately, and I think it's just
maybe PMS. I should try that, because maybe the devil's lettuce is not allowing me to sleep as deep as I want.
When JVN was on my show, they said that they had someone on who was like a, I forget what they were, like they know a lot about THC, but I think they're like a sleep psychologist or something. Okay. Forgive me, I don't remember the proper term for it, but they were basically saying that they've proven that it's really hard for you to like fully stay in REM when you're high, like going to bed high.
Damn, really?
Yeah, and they were just saying it's not that you can't sleep or anything like that. It's just like your brain's not fully asleep kind of thing.
It's just so nice.
You're telling me, girl. But last night I switched it up and I took melatonin because I didn't want to do anything that late because I got home kind of late last night. So I was like, I don't want to do anything that late. So I took melatonin and I slept like a baby.
Dang, maybe I'll get back to that.
Melatonin is so crazy because I just recently took melatonin for the first time, probably like a month ago. I'd never taken it before, but obviously like I've partaken in the devil's lettuce to go to sleep before. But melatonin is so trippy the way it feels.
In what way?
It feels like if like when I close my eyes, it feels as if like my brain is like depleting in energy like that, and it's like shutting off slowly. That's how it feels, which feels like really relaxing but also strange. The feeling is just so different from anything I've like taken before that's made me drowsy in any way. You know what I mean? Like, because you know sometimes like if I had to take medicine like Benadryl or something, it makes me really sleepy.
Yeah.
Or if I had like when I had like my knee surgery and I had to take painkillers, that made me really drowsy. Like, the feelings are just so incredibly different. I don't know. Just something about melatonin. Something about that.
It's too much. Oh, my thought was, you know when you're PMSing and it's already, like, my PMSing is already bad. I'm not going to get my period for another 2 weeks. And then I just know, like, when that's bad, I know my period's going to be awful. You know, that's like for me, that's my, like, that's like the preview to the movie. Like, the movie is my period. This is the preview. It already is. I'm already getting cramps. I don't cramp when I'm PMSing. I'm usually just, I want to eat everything that's salty, and I'm mm-hmm. so exhausted after doing nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm crabby a little bit.
Yeah. You know? I mean, the worst symptoms of mine are 2 weeks before too.
Yeah.
Like that includes like
acne,
like my worst bloated.
Yeah. My boobs are fucking 6 times the size of they're normally on. Dude. And they feel like someone beats me with hammers every night.
Dude. That is the worst part. Like, I hate period boobs. I'm so sorry if that's a controversial take. I hate them.
On yourself.
On myself. Like, I hate the
feeling. Do you hate them on other people?
I don't know what you got going on. No, I literally hate them on my... like, hate how it feels. Because it feels like I'm carrying around 2 dumbwaiters on my chest. Like, it's horrible. They're just so heavy.
They're heavy and they hurt. That's why I said
mine actually don't really hurt.
Mine feels like someone's hitting me with
a hammer. I kind of have them right now. Yeah, mine don't really get tender at all. Like sometimes a little bit, like just the tiniest bit, but it's more so they just swell. Like, bitch. Oh my God. The way it's like,
ouch.
Those are breasts. You know what I'm saying?
Mammaries.
Those aren't tits. Those are breasts.
True.
It's true. That's what they look like. They are medicinal. Like, literally. I could feed a village, Rich. Like, it's horrible. That's probably one of my... Other than period poops.
Oh, dude.
And, like, cramps and shit. Like, period boobs are up there with me. Like, of shit I hate. Like, about... I never forgot this. I saw this tweet like probably like 8 years ago, but this guy tweeted and he was like, I just found out that people with uteruses have diarrhea on their periods. And that's all the confirmation I need to know that you are the superior gender. You know what I mean? Like, he's like y'all are stronger than me and every other man on this earth. And then he was following it up. He's like, do you know what I do when I have diarrhea? Like, I'm bedridden. And he's like describing it like he's like a 1910s, like smallpox victim. Yeah,
influenza. Yeah, head ass.
Yeah. He's like, my plans are canceled. I'm not going to work like when I have diarrhea. And he goes, and when I find out you guys have that and you're bleeding and you're still going to work and shit, like, that's crazy. And I remember telling that to Billy, and he's like, oh my gosh, really? Like, he knew that was a thing to an extent, but I was like, yeah, dude, it gets bad. Like, it's bad.
So it's not doing well down there.
No way, man. And it's like, no matter what you eat, like, yeah. you could eat the cleanest, like, boiled chicken, no seasoning, and rice, and you
squid's
would...
Squid's diet.
Yeah, I could be on the squid when he was allergic to everything diet, and I'm shitting my brains out like I drank fucking... dark liquor the night before. Like, I'm shitting myself in the bed.
When I said head ass, I was thinking of when Alex listens to this. She was like, what does that mean? And I was explaining it to her, and we were talking about it in the car, and we were with Billy, and he was like, always cold head ass. That's a good one for Alex.
She was like, this is one of the things like I love most about Alex, is she's like not afraid to ask,
yeah,
like about things. Kind of like Bella.
Yeah.
Bella's my assistant, but Alex is like, she'll be like, what does that mean? Like, when you say head ass, like, do you just put that, can you put it on anything?
Yeah,
like, she was genuinely curious.
So we were talking about it, we were laughing.
That's like, my white girl.
Yeah, that's our,
that's
white,
our
girl.
White girl.
We were talking about it with Billy, the two of us, and we were laughing, and we were saying, because like, she's always cold, like, no matter what temperature it is outside.
And like, just so I'm sure y'all know this by now, but we are never cold. Like, my entire family, Adam, like, never cold.
I'm like, running at like 102 at all times,
constantly,
like, not doing well.
Constantly.
But we were laughing, and then I can't remember what Billy was saying, but we were
talking about Wagamama.
Oh, because we love Wagamama,
bitch. I know that's UK based, like,
a takeaway, right? A Wagamama. Is that what they say? I ordered a Wagamama.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys call it over there?
A mama.
Yeah, I know that's like a European thing, or is it a UK thing? I don't know.
I only knew of it because of One Direction for a really long time. And then I could not believe my eyes when we saw one in New York City.
Yeah, they're in New York, and we love Wagamama.
It's so good.
And Billy's like, that place isn't even that good. And we're like, you're fucking wrong. And I was like, you order the wrong things. Yeah. Like, that's on you. Because their ramen is so fucking flames.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's so good.
They have good vegan stuff too.
Yeah. And then I was like, you get the wrong things from there, dude. Like, yeah. And I was like, you order such random shit sometimes, which is so weird for Billy because he normally orders really well. Mm-hmm. But for some reason at Wagamama, he's picking all zeros. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Dayson goes, yeah, steak and frites, head ass. Because like, when we were in New York the last time, he ordered steak and frites and I'm all, steak and frites, ooh.
No, and then when we stayed in L.A., for the that party, he ordered steak and frites
again, and we're like, ooh, steak and frites, head ass,
drizzle chicken parm, head ass, because he always orders like, because he's a head ass,
chicken parm, head ass, steak and frites, head ass.
Drew's a chicken sandwich head ass.
Dayson's an edamame head ass.
Dude, no, espresso martini head ass. Dude, one time we went to New York and it was for Fashion Week, and me and Adam got we went to Quality Italian. Shout out Quality Italian.
Quality Italian, if you ever see this, we love you.
Hopefully we see you this week while we're in New York.
We will. catch us there.
But we ordered drinks because we were celebrating the end of Fashion Week and we were excited.
Yeah.
And so me and Adam always get espresso martinis. And so he was telling me, ooh, this one's like good. And I can't remember what he was saying. I was like, yeah, I feel infinite. And he could not stop laughing. And he's like, what's that from? And I told him, oh, it's from Perks of Being a Wallflower. I'm like, don't watch that movie. It's really sad. And then he watched it and told me that he couldn't stop laughing when I got to that part.
Like, I feel infinite.
And in that moment, I felt infinite.
Infinite head ass.
So funny, dude.
Oh, when we were there in New York last time, I got like, I was on my Aperol Spritz grind.
Do you like them?
They're good.
I don't like them.
They're good. Like,
yeah, listen. And then I got, what was it?
Sometimes.
Spagliato with Prosecco in it.
Oh,
it was,
yeah.
So nasty.
Yeah, that one wasn't. That was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Dude, Aperol Spritz, like, the white girls are onto something. They're on something with that drink.
Honestly, the white girls are good at drinks. I'll give them that.
Sometimes. I'm like 10 months off. I know Aperol Spritzes were like the thing earlier this year, and I'm late and an old man, so I don't drink very often. But like, I had myself a couple Aperol Spritzes. Those shits are fire.
I had a lavender spritz. It was pretty good. I like that one too.
They're so good. I was like, damn, you bitches are on to something. Plus, I feel like they make them so big that the drink lasts for a while.
Well, and then it's melting. So it like, yeah, it feels like it lasts longer. Yeah.
Period. It's really good. 10 out of 10.
But yeah, while you're watching this, we'll be in New York. Exactly.
True.
So hopefully we're having
so much fun. Is it cold there? I heard it's cold.
I can't wait.
It better be.
I mean, it's going to be cold, but I'm not going to wear a jacket the whole time.
Yeah, it's going to be cold, but I'm not going to be cold. And that's the unfortunate part,
isn't it? Me and my rock hard nips are going to be there, and I'm not going to be wearing a jacket, and I don't care.
Last time we were there, though, a few weeks ago,
it was a little chilly.
It was like a nice little chilly outside, which I'm eating it up, girl. It was cold in LA a few times, too, but then it got hot again.
For like half a day.
Yeah,
like, then it got warm. Like, you'll wake up in the morning and it's like 55 outside. I'm like, oh my God. By the time it's 11 a.m., it's 92.
It's like 8.
It's awful.
It's so bad, dude.
It's too hot. I don't like it.
And I was telling Adam this the other day, but I watched a clip from Brooke and Connor's podcast. Mm-hmm. And there was this clip where Connor's like, are you looking forward to that day? And then she was like, what day? And then he goes, my favorite day, which is, you know, when you wake up and you go outside and it's crisp and it's cold and all the bugs die. That's my favorite day. He's like, that's the start of fall.
No, I watched the clip of them doing an ad read for Proactive. Yeah. And they were both laughing the whole time. That one was really funny.
No, and she was like, she goes, they die? He goes, dead, because it's cold outside. And then she was like, well, how are they born again then when it gets hot? And he goes, I'm assuming eggs. That is literally like how I felt when I woke up like earlier this week.
I wish I could record for you guys how my dad acts when he has to go outside and there's mosquitoes. I wish, I've never met a more dramatic man. I wish I could record him. Like, we were somewhere and he came in the car and he goes, there was a mosquito out there just drilling me. I'm like, you're gonna use any other words. So dramatic. He was outside for 20 seconds.
Mosquitoes are really bad at my house too. Mm-hmm. And I got like little bug zappers. I got the candle. I got the off.
Doesn't matter.
Nothing stops them. Nothing stops them. Can't stop them. Those little bitches will find me no matter where I am. Dude, when we were riding in our mom's car last night, like, you know how Donnie was like, careful, I think there's a mosquito in here.
Yeah, because daddy's like indoctrinated him into this.
It like... fucking bit me, dude. I had a bite on my fucking arm. Really? Yeah, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, he was not joking.
Is that some sick joke?
Yeah, what I was like, get your dad and tell him to fumigate this car. Flush out that mosquito.
Your dad.
Get your dad and tell him to come over here and kill that mosquito.
Dude, someone was like, every time you say my brother or my mom or my dad, it like kills me. I don't care. And I don't care that you broke your arm.
Well, here's a thought. Relax.
We have the same parents, the same siblings.
And I'm talking to you, bitch. I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to you. You want to hear me call my dad my daddy? You want to hear me say that to you? No. So shut it. Just kidding.
Shut your trap.
I literally do that because I'm addressing you, friend.
The audience. Okay? We're breaking the fourth wall.
I'm breaking the fourth wall. I do it to you all the time. All right? When I say that, that's what I do. Now I'm going to do it even more. I thought you brought that up. What else is going on? Anything new with you?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
No. I cleaned my office this week. It looks like a brand new room.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I've been redoing my room too.
Yeah. Redid your room and then made this room a mess.
Yeah, I did tear apart this room because we were guests on a very exciting podcast, which is coming out after you watch this episode, actually.
Ooh.
It's a few days after this goes live. It will be live. But yeah, I wasn't aware that we needed a mic. So I was tearing apart the office looking for my podcast mic that I use for like interviews and stuff. I found it. But at what cost? Had to tear apart the room. It's not even that bad.
I know. I was just kidding.
I was like, there's nothing out of place other than those costumes.
I know. It was a joke.
What'd you guys think of our costumes? Not just milk and cookies, but all our other ones. What'd you guys think? Thoughts?
My favorite one was the American Gladiator one. That was the most comfortable one I had.
Same. I told y'all a lot of you weren't going to get it, but a lot of you did get it. And that was fun to see. That was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, like, that's why a lot of people were like, oh, one girl commented on my picture and she wrote, I actually didn't get the reference, so I did ask my boyfriend, who happens to be someone, and he's 27, and he loves the costumes. You were right. I was like, I literally said in my caption, like I said on here, ask your parents or any someone person over the age of 25. They're going to get it, and they're going to eat it up. Shout out Nancy.
I know, Nancy Elizabeth. She did such an amazing job.
Our favorite, Nancy. Yeah. Shout out to Nancy. She's an amazing seamstress, and she made all of our talented costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a hoot, and we won the costume contest.
Woo!
Woo! Second year in a row, and I'm coming back again the next year.
For a three-peat?
Yeah, did you see that video I sent you? I saw on TikTok of this girl who has a costume contest every year.
Okay, we need to address our TikTok messages, because I think what you're doing sometimes is watching the ones I'm sending you and then sending them to me.
No, dude, I'm not.
That one is it.
Costume one was on my For You page.
Okay. Oh, I sent that one to you above it. So I think, you know, when you send them and you don't go look.
I don't know if you think you're better than me every time you have to tell me that, but you're not. So
I don't think I'm better than you. I was just trying to correct a mistake that I thought I saw and I was wrong.
Every single time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Every time, huh? Every single time. It's annoying. You're telling me, bitch, you send me videos that I sent you first too.
I know, and then it's because I see them on my For You page. Then I go look at my messages, and then I realize you sent it to me, and I'm not going to unsend it.
And that's the exact same thing I do.
Anyways, that guy was really funny.
You know what the main difference is? Is I don't tell you every single time. That's the main difference.
It's annoying, and I think it should stop.
You're right. So you should stop too.
I don't do it as much as you.
That's so wrong, dude. Like, You clock like 2 and you miss the 7 that you do to me.
Mm-mm.
True. Very true. I'll go back. I'll scroll all the way the fuck back, bitch.
Anyways, I did see that one and it was really funny.
Yeah. And I thought, you saw the follow up one too?
Are you talking about how he dressed up like a Waffle House worker?
Yeah, there was another one.
The Batman one was way funnier. Yeah. They were both really funny, but the Batman one made me laugh so hard.
Yeah, that was... Billy was dying, and I was like... Because this is, like... That's, like, his favorite kind of humor.
Yeah.
And he was, like... He just... Someone... The comments that were, like... I can't believe you had Batman and Bruce Wayne in the same party.
But you didn't get a picture of them nearly. It was basically your friend dressed up like in a suit. It was and he had a suitcase with him that he refused to put down. And he would introduce himself as Bruce Wayne the whole night. And he was being really like weird and covert about the way he was talking to people.
And she has this huge party every year. Mm-hmm. And there's a cash prize for the costume contest. And this friend wins every year. Like the last 5 years he's won.
So she said like once the clock struck midnight that he disappeared. No one noticed he disappeared. And when he reappeared, he was dressed like Batman, but he didn't have the suitcase anymore.
Yeah.
And then he would only talk in like the
Batman voice.
Yeah. The deep voice. And it was really funny.
And he only responded to Batman and he kept saying, has anyone seen Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
I can't believe I missed him. And my point being, that's me at the costume contest. My whole point of bringing up that TikTok that you allegedly sent me first is that I am going to win every year. I'm going to come back every single year with something new and something that no one is expecting.
Mm. We'll see.
Like a true Virgo.
We'll see. Maybe you'll be in love next year and maybe I will beat you. I doubt it, but
we'll see. I don't know.
But yeah, Halloween was fun. The Troye Sivan costume you did. That one was awesome.
Thanks, Ross man. Lynch,
so sexy. He's a huge fan of the podcast, so I'm sure he will see this. Big fan. Anyways, but yeah.
I know, and I told y'all last episode and this one, Troye, if you ever need another person, you're looking for someone to dance on, let me know.
I got a guy.
I got a guy for you. And if he's not enough, I'll do it. Here I am volunteering myself. But that was a really fun costume, and Adam is a genius and helped us execute the whole thing, so that was just for funsies, but it was a good time. Halloween was, I think the costumes were extremely, we talked about this on our Patreon already, by the way, but if you haven't already, make sure y'all subscribe to the Patreon. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about how creative the costumes and stuff were.
Yeah.
And
super cute.
On TikTok. I thought they were really, really creative on TikTok and so funny. So I'm happy to see that everyone was really showing out this year.
Yeah, everyone was on like a similar wavelength.
Yeah. And I know a lot of y'all have been asking me about Great British Bake Off. Yes, I have been watching it. Yes, I am caught up. And if you want to watch us talk about Bake Off,
We recap it in our bonus episode.
We did it in the bonus episode on the Patreon, but very happy so far with the results. I will say too, I was like an episode behind and I caught up on it today.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I will say about it is I got a comment that said, I keep saying bag of pants all the time now. And I'm like, what? Like, I didn't understand that comment at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched that episode with Pastry.
Okay.
And Nikki. Is it Nikki?
Where is she from?
I think her accent is Scouse, okay. If I'm correct. Correct me if I'm wrong, but nicely please. But I believe she's Scouse based off her. She has the
funniest sayings.
Yeah, I know. That's just absolute bag of pants. Like she just messed it all up. That's the one thing I will tell you about Bake Off. But if you want to hear the rest of our thoughts, those are on the bonus episode on Patreon.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anything else new going on with you?
Still single. I bought a new electric toothbrush today. I'm very excited about that.
I love my electric toothbrush.
This is 30 when you're excited about getting a new electric toothbrush.
Just me? Anyone else?
Oh my gosh. I filmed a TikTok. You know Brett Neustrom, the mm-hmm. TikToker? He filmed himself like after he was like, I accidentally brushed my tongue too close to that dangly thing behind my, you know, my tongue. And he was all like, like out of breath. And so I stitched it and I was talking about how I bought a tongue scraper. Do you have one?
No.
It literally like it
don't get me wrong. I brush my tongue. I just don't have the tongue scraper.
It's the worst part of every day. It's the worst because, you know, my gag reflex is so bad, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it just going to town and I'm trying to hurry up, but I have to get all that gunk off my tongue. I don't know what it is. It could just be my saliva after brushing my teeth. I just have to get it off and I don't want it anymore.
Now you're making me feel like I should get one.
You should, because you, what you do is you scrape, because I got a metal one that like is self-cleaning or whatever the fuck. You scrape it all off and you spit it, like everything out, and then I rinse my mouth. So I'll scrape my tongue at least 3 times just to be sure I got everything off.
Yikers.
But I definitely think it's mostly saliva, but I don't know if it's made a difference in my breath. I don't talk to anyone nearly close enough for them to tell me if my breath stinks, but...
Dude, yeah. Would you rather someone say that your breath stinks... Or, like, your butt stinks.
What? My breath. Are you joking?
Yeah.
If someone told me my ass stinks and we're like, what's the context? Wait. Are we like, what are we doing? Because if we're like having.
Wait, I'll give you
if
two. We're having wait, let me give you two different scenarios.
Okay.
First scenario.
Okay.
Is like.
It's the same two questions though, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's the same one every time. First one is like a close friend. And they're like, hey, I want to talk to you about something because I care about you.
Okay.
Which one? And then the other scenario is just a random at a party. And then they're like, ew.
My breath. Both times. Are you joking? That's why I was asking you, what situation are we in? Like,
that's what I said. Two different ones. No, I know. Ones.
But I'm saying, like, am I having, like, an intimate experience with someone and then they go, what's that smell? Dude, I would rather them say my breath stinks than my ass stinks. We're naked in bed.
Well, yeah, of course not that.
Yeah,
you're vulnerable, and that's also very mean. If yeah. someone said that to you when you're naked in front of them, that's very mean. That's a mean thing to do. You don't deserve to
look no at one's ever told me that.
You don't deserve to look at people naked if you're gonna say that.
No,
unless it's a man and they're being mean to you, then you can,
and they left a skid mark on your sheet. Yeah, then you can say that. What's that smell? That's what my mom does.
No, dude, I'm saying like a friend, like mm-hmm. someone who loves you, not like a family member.
Because both of them, both my breath. I don't care. I don't want anyone to ever tell me my ass stinks. I work so hard at making sure that's not possible. There's just no way that's possible. I work so hard at making sure. I feel sure. it. What would you rather?
Same, probably.
For both of them, yeah, breath, same, right? Yeah, I'd rather same. Someone say my breath. That's why I bought a tongue scraper. I was like, just in case. You never know. But I don't want the
comment down below if you would rather have your ass stink or your breath.
Okay, wait, what if it was your feet or your ass?
I was going to say armpits or ass, too.
No, armpits or feet. My armpits.
Armpits or feet?
Yeah.
Armpits.
Yeah, I'd rather my
because
armpits.
Because you just walk like this and just never raise your arms and don't hug anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But armpits are, anytime ass is in there, I'm going to pick the other one. Yeah. Feet and ass, I'm going to pick my feet.
Dude, I just wonder, like, I wonder if... Because, you know, sometimes people are like, I'm that person that tells people, like, when they stink or something stinks or whatever. Sure. Are you? I just don't think I'll ever be confrontational enough.
It's not.
Unless someone is rude or disrespectful or bigoted or whatever.
And your ass stinks.
Yeah. And even then, it might not even be true. I'm just trying to be mean yeah. because you're being awful. But, like, I just cannot think of any situation with a stranger where I would say that. Like,
no, ever. 100%.
Even with people close to me, I struggle to have that conversation.
No, I know.
And that, not that I have. Like, mm-mm. you know, not that I'm struggling to tell all my loved ones that they stink. But I'm just saying, like, even if it was someone I love, love, love so much and I'm so close to, it would still be hard.
I think I'm just so painfully self-aware of myself.
Me too.
That I'm always like, I feel like my breath stinks. And then I'll ask, like, does my breath stink? And Drew will say no, but I'll still put a piece of gum in just in case.
Yeah, that's true.
Because she doesn't have a good nose.
That's true.
And then, like, if you ask my mom, she'd be like, yeah, I was going to tell you.
Better safe than sorry.
No, I know.
And even like Bella, like my assistant Bella, she told me that's like a fear of hers is her breath smelling. So mm-hmm. she's constantly.
She always has gum in her mouth.
Has gum or Listerine strips mm-hmm. constantly. Listerine strips are awesome. They do make you go like, ah! Like you cough really.
If you've ever wanted to learn what it feels like to breathe fire, yeah. put one on your tongue.
Yeah. And like have it put it to a little too far back and you'll learn really quickly what that feels like. I was just like, sometimes when people say that, like they'll just tell strangers that, I'm like, I don't have that dog in me.
No,
I don't. I don't have that. Like, no matter how confrontational I am, I don't have that. I just don't.
Because I
feel, I'll suffer through it. Like, I'll just,
like, to have the, like, big enough balls to do that. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, your breath smells like shit, right?
Yeah, and, like, you don't know me at all.
No.
Yeah.
I think to have big enough balls to do that, I feel like you better make sure, like, your shit's
unlocked. You better never be caught slipping.
No, like, you can't be telling someone your breath stinks, and then I'd be like, yours does too, and I think that's what you're smelling and not mine.
Yeah.
And then you'll be embarrassed.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find, I'm like, I don't have that in me personally. Like, if someone stinks near me, I'm just like, well, cow, a bummer.
That sucks for me.
But that sucks for me, and it sucks for you and anyone else you talk to today. But
yeah, mouth, anytime ass is in there, I'm going to say the other one. I don't care what we're talking about. I don't want ever my ass to stink. That's so embarrassing.
I know, man.
It's just like, I'm so hyper aware of that.
Same. I don't know how you're not. Like, you're always with you. You go to the bathroom with yourself.
Your ass is with you at all times.
When you pull your pants down to go to the bathroom, like, you don't smell that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're lying.
It's one thing to pull your pants down, but when you sit down.
That's what I mean.
That's when pen meets paper.
Rubber hits the road. Okay?
That's where men are made.
That's just, there's just no way. Like,
what does he say in Kingsman? Man maketh the.
Manners maketh the man.
That's where manners maketh the man. When you sit down and spread your ass cheeks.
I'm saying, man. I'm saying. We all poop the same. That's why I'm like.
We all sweat. Like, come on.
If your ass stinks, you'll know. And if you don't know, why?
Are you a, when you go poop, do you use wipes?
Sometimes, but not always.
I was telling Daddy, I was like, yeah, I have, like, Cottonelle wipes. They're fine. Whatever. I use them every single time.
I just don't like. This is me being real.
I know. It's that slimy feeling in your ass.
Not just slimy, first of all. Question mark.
Are you meant what? Like,
yeah. First of all.
Sorry.
No, I don't like how cold it is. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, that's how you do the wipes. And like done, then you use teepee to dry her off.
Well, then it's just like.
I gotta get my bidet going.
What am I, like, waxing a car? Like, I don't want to do that many steps. Mm-hmm. But then it's also like, you just gotta wipe a million times. Just to make sure that it's clean.
On Parks and Rec, there was like an outtake where, like,
I know the one you're talking about.
He said it's like I'm wiping a marker.
Yeah, he's like, you know how you just keep wiping and it just won't stop.
it's like hot snakes. Just wiping a marker down there, going to town.
At least you're trying to keep it clean. I think, and you know what? Like, I've used bidets and stuff too. Like, those are cool. But again, like, the cold feeling, I'm not like a big fan of that. You know what I mean?
So if it had, like, warm, like, lukewarm water shooting at your ass, you would use that?
Probably. Honestly, when we stayed in that one nice hotel with NARS back in February, they had a temperature setting on the seat.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
You'd walk in that little water closet, the seat would open for you.
Fancy schmancy. Super fancy schmancy.
I wanted to take the toilet home with me. That was my favorite part.
Yeah, the toilet trip and the shower were awesome. Yeah. They were so sick.
The shower looked like when you go to, like, the beach and you take a shower in there where they just, like, hose down the whole room, you know?
Yeah, it's like a wet room.
Yeah.
It's just, like, soaking wet in there, but it was fucking awesome.
No, it was really nice.
No, like, I like when you could change the temperature of the water, I was using it because I enjoyed it. But when it's just ice cold, I'm just
not cold things.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Consistent tracks throughout.
Yeah. I feel it.
Well, good to know. I mean, let me know what you guys would rather have.
A stinky ass
or stinky breath
or yuck mouth. Yeah, that's what everyone calls it. That's a great transition because today our topic for the next couple weeks is going to be, what are your funny college stories or stories you have that are from after high school, like when you're a young adult?
Yeah, because we know not everyone goes to college, which is totally fine.
But I will say, our next episode, there will be a couple of guests in there.
Yeah, which is why we asked this topic. If some of you were kind of like, that sounds similar to stuff you guys have already talked about.
I actually looked it up. We've never done this. So.
Okay, period. Yeah. Look at us. So we asked this one specifically for our next guest.
Yeah. Who are really funny.
Yes.
And they're both children that were good. That's one clue you get.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good children. I don't know. Anyways, okay, so do you have any funny college stories that you want to share? Let's each do one because we did Zoomies for, like, almost the whole thing.
I mean, I have, like, a million, so we could just get into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want to share any of yours?
I mean, I feel like I've told so many of them. I'm trying to think of ones I haven't told.
I know. Like, I've told the one about the taxi driver who was trying to mace the drunk guy because I saw someone recently comment on that video. That was one. Yeah. Some of the ones I can't share, but...
Yeah, there's quite a few that I can't share either. There's one that I just thought of. You know, like, when you're in college, like, you go to parties and stuff. And one time, my friends and I got invited to a party.
Mm-hmm.
And at my school, like, at UH, like, the athletes were the ones that threw, like, the best parties. Like, the ones everybody went to. And so... I got invited to one, and my friends and I got sent the address, and we were like, all right, let's go. So we went, and when we showed up, we went into this, like, it was off the side of the road. It's a house party. That's what they told us. It was a house party. The Uber drops us off, and we're on, like, the street, and then there's, like, stores, and everything's closed because it's obviously it's, like, 10:30 at night, and we had to walk down this alleyway. And then when we turned to the left, it was in that building that was right there because we could, like, we were just following the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally an apartment that was above and part of a dojo.
Like, it smelled like feet and ass in
it
there.
It smelled like mats, yeah. Like,
you know, it just smells like slippers in
yeah,
there?
Yeah, like a Chuck E. Cheese. Like, and I was like, this isn't right. And we're like, no. And my friend was like, no, I think it is because you can hear the music. So we went and you had to, like, go up, like, three flights of stairs to go through the... You had to walk through the dojo, go up three flights of stairs, and there was, like, a three-bedroom apartment on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently remembered I did that.
Okay.
And I was, like... And they had, like, a DJ in there and shit. On the roof? No, it was inside the apartment, but it was on top of a dojo.
Oh, I see.
But you had to go through the dojo to get to the stairs to go upstairs.
Ew.
So then there's, like, so many people that they're like, spilling out onto the street. And then there's people, like, just hanging out in the dojo downstairs. And I was, like...
Going a couple rounds on the mats.
And I remember I was, like, how the fuck are you throwing, like, a party in here? Like, how's that? And they're, like, oh, the owner's real cool. Like, the guy, he's cool. He doesn't care if we use the space. I'm all, the dojo... Something tells me that's not true, but like I would care if college kids...
Mojo Dojo Casa House?
Yeah. But it was a pretty fun party. I feel like that's the epitome of the college experience.
That's literally the college experience, yeah.
Yeah. It's being sweaty and hot and being in a room with 4,000 people and everyone's drinking and dancing and having fun. Allegedly having fun.
I would not have fun in something like that. It's too much.
You were doing that anyways. You were just with your rugby team.
Just lesbians, yeah.
That's different. Just different vibes. I was with all my girlfriends, and then just obviously men are there too. Ugh.
Okay, this first one's from Katie. The first few we're actually reading are Patreoners.
Woohoo! Thanks for subscribing to the Patreon.
Thank you. Everyone thought it was funny when we were pretending to be NPCs last time, but I don't want to do it this time. This one's from Katie. She said, like most people, I was broke in college and desperate for money, so I decided to sign up for a clinical trial that would pay me to let them test two different laser hair removal machines on me. Did you guys have those tests on your campus?
That would pay you money to do shit to you?
Yeah, to be a lab rat.
No, I heard about people doing it, but I don't think they were allowed to come on my campus.
They would do them all the time on my campus. I remember when I took a psychology class, like, part of my, like, requirements to finish that class was to do a couple of them, but they were all, like, mental tests that I would take on a computer. I did a couple of them. But I remember I had a friend, she was, like, their favorite guinea pig. Like, they would hit her up all the time because she always wanted to make money. And I remember she was doing
that
one.
That feels weirdly predatory.
Yeah. And then I remember seeing her and she looked so sick one time. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? She goes, I'm doing this clinical study, dude. They're like, I think they were trying to test her like lung capacity or something. Anyways, okay, so I'll finish this one.
Yeah.
They used one machine on my left armpit and the other on my right armpit. The trial lasted 6 months. Did they pay you $1,000? That's way too long.
And grand a month? Yeah. What the hell? That's so long.
And by the end of it was obvious that one machine worked and the other one didn't. To this day, I only grow hair on my left armpit and nothing on my right.
Damn, go back and get the other one done.
That's use that same one right
now. I'd have been like, give me the money and also even me out here.
Yeah.
Like, fix this up for me, will ya? That's crazy. I don't think I ever did anything like that. And I've talked about how the hardest job I've ever had was being a waitress, easily. That was the hardest job I've ever had. And I just feel like you see the true evil of humanity when you work in the service industry. Like, you genuinely see people who are awful for literally no reason at all. Like, that is genuinely where I discovered that I feel like sometimes people are just miserable and they go out to harass workers because it makes them feel better about themselves. Like,
yeah,
that is confirmation to me that they actually do that shit, because I could not believe like how disrespectful people were when they came to eat at a restaurant. Like, girl, you came out angry. When I'm angry, I don't go anywhere.
Mm-mm.
When I'm angry,
I stay home.
Yeah, when I'm angry, I stay the fuck at home, because I just know that I'll be unnecessarily rude to people for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do that because I'm not a bad person. Well, I just know, like, human interaction is slim. There's a very slim chance I won't have any if I leave my house. So if I know I'm not in a good mood, I don't go out. But when I was a server bitch, they do not care. And I worked in, at the time, I like worked in Waikiki, so it's like tourist central, so it's nothing but tourists constantly. And I'm like, you're on fucking vacation and you're in a bad mood?
You're on vacation and you're mad?
So I think that was like the hardest job I've ever had.
Yeah, I was an ambassador at my school, so I did tours. Well, I applied for it and got it, but I got promoted in a different position, so I couldn't do both. But I worked in orientation programs, so I helped welcome incoming students.
Yeah.
The parents, they were interesting for sure.
Yeah, like I can't imagine being like an RA or anything like that.
No, which is basically what you had to be, an RA and a tour guide and a like a encyclopedia of knowledge of the entire campus and like everything. It was way too much.
I cannot imagine doing that. Like, I literally can't imagine doing that at all.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I remember one time my friend and I were going home from our other friend's apartment, and we were drinking, so we were drunk when we were walking back, but we were being responsible and we were walking. So we were just walking back to our dorm, because she lived in the apartments, and we were just walking. Like, it's like a 5-minute walk. And we're like laughing and kicking, like just the two of us. And then I remember, because there's like a lo'i that runs underneath UH and that you can go and see near the Hawaiian Studies building. If you know, you know. But there's a lot of wildlife around there too. And so
there's like, is it ferrets?
Yeah, I think they're ferrets. No, they're not ferrets. They're,
what are those?
Y'all know the little things. They're not squirrels, but they're everywhere. They're all over UH's campus. I forget the name of them. I can't think of it. I don't know. They're not a ferret, though. And it's not a squirrel. It's like one of those. They're little brown guys. I forget. Those and those little fuck-ass birds that, like, they can fly, but they choose to walk. Why? When I drive my moped, the way I was like, mah! But, like, at the last second, they fly away.
Girl, move or I'm going to kill you. Move or I'm going to kill you. Move.
Well, then I'm like, I don't want that trauma. Like, I don't want to, like, run over you. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Because those little fuck-ass birds annoyed me when I had a moped. But anyways, there used to be big frogs that would, like, and, like, toads and shit that would, like, get onto the campus. And one time, there was me and my friend walking back.
Frogs are so scary.
I know. Amphibians in general scare the fuck out of me. But it was huge. And she's not scared of animals at all. Any animals, she loves them. Mm-hmm. She'll pick them up. She doesn't give a fuck. And it was, like, hopping really fast. And she started chasing it. And I was like, knock it off, dude. Like, because I knew she was doing that to pick it up, to bring it to me. I knew she was doing that because she knows I was afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she chased that thing down. I think I still have a video of her doing it.
Was this Natasha?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't. And she chased that bitch down. And I'm not kidding. She fell twice. And she finally got him. And she picked him up. And then she was like going like, like she was gonna kiss it, and I was like, knock it off. Like, I was
some
like,
some toads have this like poisonous,
I like, know, and I said stop. Like, I literally had to stop her.
It's almost like an oil or something on,
yeah, because like we were both drunk, but like I'm still a Virgo at the end of the day, so I'm still trying to keep everybody alive. And then I was like, stop, that's not funny, don't do that, like you might get sick or something. And she kept going, you want to see it, like, and she kept going to scare me. And I was like, all right, you know what, kiss it, I don't give a fuck. Like, I walked away from her because she kept going, every time I turn around, she would try to do that again. I was like, knock it off. And then she finally, she took it back to like where it came, like a little ravine or whatever. And she was like, here you go. And she like threw him in there. Don't know if he's still alive. Doubt it. But I remember, I have all of it on video. And then the next morning, because she had a bunch of scrapes and stuff all over her knees because she kept falling. And the next morning when we were at breakfast, she was like, did I fall down a lot last night? And I was like, well, when you were chasing that frog, you fell down a few times. And she was like, what frog? She didn't remember any of it.
Her lips are all swollen in the morning. Yes. Okay, this next one's from Sophia. She's also part of the Patreon.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much.
She said, my university has this thing called running the line for freshmen, where the whole freshman class runs across the football field before the first football game of the season. We had to sign a waiver to do this, by the way.
Yeah, in case you hurt yourself.
Yeah, I figured it'd be fun, so I went with my dorm mate and our next door neighbor, and when the horn blared for us to start running, things got super scary really fast. It was like that stampede scene in The Lion King. You just have to keep running as fast as you can. I had a hurdle over people who fell down. And afterward, this girl from Alabama I met earlier was crying and said, I'm never doing that ever again. And some other dude said he definitely kicked someone in the jaw by accident. Anyway, Sikkim Bears, LMFAO.
What school was it?
I don't know. I don't know what Sikkim Bears is for, but
me either.
Go team! Go Bears!
I was like, the only Bears I can think of are... like the Bruins, but that's like
the Chicago.
Anyways, that is horrifying.
That's terrifying.
That sounds like one of those things that like older, like upperclassmen convince young freshmen to do because they like to watch when you guys get hurt.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound like something. Honestly, though, like. If I'm being honest, when I was a freshman too, I didn't really partake in any of that kind of stuff initially. Just because I was like, nah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to meet friends in a more organic way. So I didn't really try to go to stuff like that. But I commend people who do that stuff. I think that's a great way to put yourself out there. Meet some new friends.
Yeah.
But that I wouldn't have done just solely because it has to do with physical fitness. Like, I'm not letting thousands of people watch me run.
Did you guys at your school have an undie run?
Yeah, but it wasn't nearly as, like, it wasn't as popular as it is here. Like, because that's more of a Greek sorority thing, and, like, my school didn't have a Greek row.
They had one, but then I was confused because people would, like, actually be out there in, like, in a thong and a bra. Yeah. I thought that was crazy.
Well, that's just I say this with all the love in the world as someone who was a slut in college. Like, it's a way to just, like, to be slutty. That's for all gender identities. I'm not just talking about women. Sure. You get to rock out with your cock out around other hormonal people your age, and you're all drinking and having a good time. I genuinely think it's just a way to meet people.
Maybe, yeah.
And, like, be like, look how cute and slutty I am.
And I was, like, gay and uninterested.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what undie runs are for, personally. But also, they did have a couple when I was at UH, but, like, my school was so different from others because I didn't have a Greek row or anything like that, and we are on an island, so it's just, like, the vibes are a lot different. Like, the shit that people did was so
it's
different.
It's, like, not typical of, like, mainland, like, college experience.
Yeah, it's a much different experience. It's very fun, though, don't get me wrong. Like, I had a fucking blast in college. The things I did were a lot different than I think what other people did. But they did have a couple undie runs. I just don't think they were very popular.
Sure, only all the
white kids did it.
Yeah.
And none of the local kids did it. So, like, it was kind of just one of those, well, because that's why I had one sorority and one frat, and they both got closed down after my freshman year.
Yeah.
So, but I know a lot of, like, California schools, like, universities. I know, like, the Pac-12 schools down here, like, they do undie runs and shit like that.
I would think you'd show up in your clothes, and it's, like, clothes you don't care if you lose.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. Like, you're supposed to show up in your clothes and strip them as you run. Yeah,
no, people were walking, like, through the dorm halls, like, in thong and bra. VS Pink. Pink Squad.
That just literally unlocked something in my brain, dude. That just unlocks something.
I've read, you guys, I've been kind of scrolling through the stories. There's so many of you guys falling down. And it reminded me of one time, like, my favorite breakfast tea when I was in college before I started. I was obsessed with, like, cream of wheat for a really long time. Before, this was my freshman year.
Me with oatmeal.
Before, yeah, if they didn't have oatmeal, I would fuck up cream of wheat. I loved it. But before that, I was obsessed with getting, I never had a cheese bagel before. I would get that and then put in, like, like a ungodly amount of cream cheese on it. Mm-hmm. And so one time I was eating it and walking to class with it, and getting your bagels in the dorm was so embarrassing because I had to stand there and wait for it to be toasted, and I just hated when the line was long, whatever.
Yeah. So was it that one that like it rolls back like that and then it falls out the bottom?
No, they had one of those in the Delta Lounge, and I literally looked for one that was unoccupied so I didn't have to stand with anyone. But no, it was like the regular,
you push it down. Dude, oatmeal in those big silver things, and they give you that ladle that's always like in a cafeteria.
It's in a vat, yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's when I would drink regular milk. So you put like regular milk in there and brown sugar. It's crazy.
Ew, no, I didn't put. No, it's already mixed. You just put it in there. You put it and you put your brown sugar.
Ooh. Anyways, so
that sounds good.
One time I was wolfing down a cream cheese bagel when I was walking to class. And I was walking like, so it was kind of late because, you know, I just stopped to get my cheese bagel before class.
Gotcha.
And I started choking and I had to stop in the middle of the walkway, and I was holding my like drip coffee. I was like. Like Cassidy, Connie's video, we're all
yeah
trying to get it out, and then this guy was like walking towards me, and that was when I thought I was straight, and that was so embarrassed because I thought he was really cute. I'm never gonna see you again. Why do I care?
Also, he probably wasn't even looking at you.
Also, I'm gay. Who cares anymore? But I was like, it was so bad.
Stupid.
Face beat red, my eyes were watering, and I'm all
anyways, you go back to eating.
Drink the coffee and I'm all okay. That should be good. Keep going.
When I saw when you said the undie run, I just remembered something. The one that I do remember seeing my freshman year, I lived in.
I just think, like, you know, it's supposed to be done to celebrate the end of testing.
Yeah, why is it at the beginning of the year?
You guys did it at the beginning of the year?
That's when mine was. Mine was in the fall. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Well,
we all just got here. It was like 3 months. It was like 3 months into me living there.
Yeah, because it's the end of your fall testing, like your finals. You do it at the end of finals week. They do the undie run. But I just think, like, what is so liberating about me running around in my bra and underwear around people I don't know?
Well, for you, that's a nightmare. Yeah. That's not a celebratory
act. I wouldn't even do
it
in a bathing suit. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, bitch. You can't make me.
Yeah, something about living in Hawaii, like, you want to talk about, like, for me, like, I was always in a bikini in Hawaii. Like, I exposure therapy at its best. Like, if I wanted to get comfortable being in a bikini around strangers, that was the place to do it.
I mean, if I went to school there, like, I would have been at the gym every day. Not good. I would have been obsessing more with my body than I already was.
And you know what's so funny is, like, this is just, like, a testament to my overzealous delusion and confidence that I've had, but also just like my, I think just like my body neutrality was with me a lot longer than I think most people's are, thankfully. And I think that's just like a privilege of mine. Thankfully that was the case. I think it's literally just because my pick-me-ism, as I unpacked it in college, I feel like I started relying really heavily on being smart and funny. Because that was, like, what I was most proud of, like, being, like, the best at things, like, academically and shit, that I never really paid attention to my body or how it was being perceived. Not until later, which is a bummer that I had to lose it a little bit. But anyways, my point being, even when I was always in a bikini, like, I did not care about being in a bikini necessarily. Sometimes I would be like, I feel a little, like, exposed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was wearing bikinis that I got when I was in, like, I don't even know, like 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like faded and old. And I didn't give a fuck. Like, I would just wear them. And I would wear them because a lot of my girlfriends would be like, oh, I want to wear a really cute. They has the cutest bikinis. Like, they brand new shit. You remember when Triangle was a thing? Had all those, like.
Yeah, they're like geometric type patterns.
What was that other brand? Oh, it was so big in Hawaii. I can't remember the fucking name of it. But it was so expensive. It was like each piece was like $50. Fuck, I can't remember the name of the brand. If you remember the name of the brand in Hawaii.
What year was this? You know,
it was like,
they're gonna be like, Kulani Kini. So I'm all, no, that's
like
right now.
2013 to 2016, 17. Like, there was a really popular, and mostly white women wore them because they were way too fucking expensive, but they were really cute. Anywho, I would wear my like faded ass bikinis, and I like never really thought anything of it until my senior year of college. Like, some of my senior year of college, I noticed one of my bikinis had a hole in it, and I was like, I've been wearing this.
Where?
It was in the back. It was like on the top of the bottom.
Oh, okay.
But I was just like, how embarrassing. I've been wearing this, like, I wore, you know, like, when you're in college,
even
you're like,
if you knew,
you know, when you're in college,
you would still be wearing
true.
Them.
You know, when you're in college, you're like, ooh, like, boys are going to be there, dress my cutest. Like, and I wore shit with a fucking hole in it. How embarrassing.
Sounds like you.
Yeah. So I was just like, well, but I, when I, my senior year, I started giving a shit. Like, I was like, oh my God, I have to look so cute. I have to, like, make sure I wear something real cute and cool. That was me being a pygmy. You know what I mean?
I feel it.
That was me fighting. I was fighting the fuck out of my pygmy all of college. Thankfully.
I feel like mine really left my body as soon as I realized I was gay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, mine, I would say mine confidently left my body when I was like a sophomore in college.
Yeah. I would say my junior year or my sophomore year was when I
figured it out. Just my senior year was when I was still fighting her a little bit. Yeah. Like, she'd try to come back. And sure. I'd be like, hey, we're working on that. You know what I mean? We're working on not caring about stuff like that. That was when I really started. I think my senior year was when I started realizing that it was flaring up again and I had to make a concerted effort to, like, work on it.
Yeah, I know what I mean.
Basically, and I'll make it short. My freshman year, I lived in one of those, like, circle towers on UH's campus. I lived in Mokihana, period. And I remember I told y'all, I've told about this guy before, but he was, like, the guy that everybody was, like, in love with. It was, like, this big white dude. I forget his name, but all the freshman girls loved, like, they thought he was the hottest thing ever. Like, okay. They thought he was the most handsome person
on planet. Who would you say he looks like?
He looks like...
Does he look like Timothée?
No, he looks like Jacob Elordi.
I was just gonna say that.
He looked like him, but he was... But not, okay, but he was, like tall like him, because Jacob Elordi, I feel like, is... He looks like he's like 6'5" or something.
He's, yeah, I think he's sexy. So
I think the height says.
You think it says he's hot and sexy? I don't know.
Hot, sexy. Y'all love that bit. They comment that on everything now. Y'all love that bit.
When they started commenting it, I go, how do they know about that? I said it 100 times.
Yeah. Hot, sexy. Yeah, that's every bitch like that guy. That was the story I told you where he said something really racist in class, and I was like, nice, okay.
Not hot sexy
at all, but yeah, that was his build, that's what he looked like,
sure,
okay. That kind of guy. The first undie run I ever heard of on campus was, I remember I heard of it because I got in the elevator to go to my friend's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And he got in right after me, and he was in the smallest, like, boxer briefs, nothing else. Like, he had shoes on, but that's it.
What shoes? Do you have Sperry's on?
No, I think he Sperry's had
no socks.
He had like a rainbow on or something, so the dogs were out. And that's all he was wearing. And I remember thinking, when he was standing next to me, I remember thinking that he really wanted me to ask where he was going. And because of that, I didn't. I remember thinking, no, I'm not giving that bitch.
I'm not asking you.
1 ounce of my attention.
I don't care.
And then he, right before we got to the bottom, he was like, how you doing? And I was like, good. How are you? And he was like, good.
I said, I love the Smiths. That's what he said.
Yeah. Literally. Bet you're wondering why I'm dressed like this. That's where it felt like it was going. And then I remember, like, I saw, and I was like, when I left, he was like, hey, have a good night. And I was like, mm-hmm. And I just kept going. And then when I came home that night, like, late, and I got in the elevator, I got in with him again. But this time he was
all beat up but wearing the same chonies.
It just says brown on the back.
Down his legs. Yeah. His eyes are all red and puffy because he's been crying. Yeah. He pooped himself on the undie run.
He didn't expect to poop himself on the undie run.
It just happened so fast.
What if he thought it was like a marathon and then he like shit himself? You know, some people shit themselves on marathons. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, yeah, girl. Look it up.
Would you ever want to run a marathon?
What do you think?
Would you rather someone say your butt stinks or run a marathon? Bitch, I'm running a marathon. I don't care.
I'm running a marathon.
I'm running a marathon.
I'm absolutely running a marathon.
We should actually try to run a marathon.
For what?
For fun.
What part of that is fun? The part where I spend my money to go exercise? No, it'll thanks.
It'll be fun.
For who?
Come on.
Literally, Billy was like, I kind of want to try to run a marathon. I was like, well, I'll support you in you training to run a marathon on your own. I'm not going. Like, I'll go it's and just watch you.
And Squid waving at him.
I'll wait. I'll be with, there with a water cup and Squid on a leash because I'm not running a marathon. I find it absolutely asinine that I have to spend money to see how fast I can run 26 miles.
I, like, just watched this thing about how Oprah changed the way that people looked at marathon, like regular people looked at like marathons, because she was like,
in what way?
Because she trained for it, and they were saying, like, she did this whole campaign. They were like, oh, if Oprah could do it, anybody could do it, which is kind of fucked if you think about it. But it was supposed to be inspiring, and I was watching. I was like,
maybe, what about Oprah's? Nothing about Oprah is relatable. Maybe I can't relate to that much about anything. Maybe
I want to run. I want to run in the New York City Marathon next year.
No, I don't.
Wait, okay, finish your story about the guy in the chonies. Sorry.
Oh, he just got back in the elevator in the chonies, and then he was with a girl, right? And she had like a little, like, cute little thong and bra on.
To walk around like that, I think, is more power to you, girlfriend.
Do what you gotta do, girl. Home
girl, go ahead.
And they got in after me, and I remember they were just making out the whole time we were in the elevator, and then she went on a different floor, and he, like, she left alone, and he was still in there with me. He's and like, then
your turn.
And then he was like, did you have a good night? And I was like, yep. And then it was just silent, and I'm like, this guy wants me to ask him questions. So, dude,
he said, I love the Smiths. Okay, this next one, you guys, this is the last one we're doing for this episode. We had too many zoomies,
sorry.
I can't promise in the next episode will be any better. We're gonna be with two of the funniest people we've ever met, so
yeah,
good luck. Okay, so this one's from KT. She said, one time my roommates and I decided it would be a good idea to make jello shots in our dorm, so we went to Walmart, got the jello, got some UV blue. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Is it nightmares? Alcohol. And I
said, that's vodka, I'm pretty sure.
And snuck the stuff. Did you ever Mad Dog 2020? I bought the funniest shirt. It has a bottle of it on there with someone's hands, and it says, I got that dog in me.
That's funny. Okay, sorry. UV blue too, I think, is, it's vodka, but it's also like 99% sugar. I feel like the blue is sugar.
And it's blue. Can you believe that? And what flavor do you think it is?
Raspberry.
Raspberry. Okay, sorry. We snuck the stuff back into our dorm. After we finished mixing everything, we realized we forgot to buy those little cups to put them in. But I did have a giant Tupperware container. We pulled up to the
party. I've done that. That's so funny. I've done that shit
we
too.
We pulled up to the party with that thing, and everybody stuck their hands in to eat some. We were passing the container around and force feeding people this alcoholic jello with our hands. Definitely built up my immunity. When I think of the things, I used to do this thing.
Yeah, before COVID, life was disgusting.
But especially me in college was so fearless. We would, like, mostly when I, because all the parties I went to were full of lesbians because I am gay and I played rugby. And so I remember we would always have kegs, or they would buy cases of beer when we'd have parties with other teams. And so I remember one time we were at UW and we were at one of their houses partying, and the keg ran out. And so I wanted to keep drinking because I'm drunk. So I just started walking, because my cup was empty. I just started walking around grabbing half empty ones and just dumping them into my cup. And I walked around. I did it all night, and I never ran out of beer. I mean, I remember one of my friends was like, how do you always have a drink? I'm all, I'm just grabbing half drinking ones and pouring them in my cup.
That's disgusting.
And she was like, that's disgusting. And then I got really embarrassed, but joke's on her. She lost her buzz and I didn't, but not yeah, one of my finer moments.
At what cost? I don't think you came out on top in that situation.
I don't know. I think I win.
I've actually done that. My friends and I once did that shit too and forgot to buy the cups.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a cookie sheet that had a lip that was half a centimeter high.
Oh, that's pretty ingenious.
So we just, like, made it that long, and then we just were, we cut it like,
yeah,
like brownies, and then people were just picking it up with their hands and eating it.
Like, you're digging your hand into, like, that's better. This story's, KT, sorry, is kind of gross.
Everyone's fingers are still touching it, so it's all relative.
I'm like, that's gross, and then I just told my story.
But it's sure. Like, yeah, like, it's like when people stick their hand, you know, like, you know, you're
cooking rice.
No, you know when you, like, take a jello shot, you, like, you're supposed to, like, lick your finger and then do the inside of it so it slips out fast?
Sure.
It's just the thought of that happening thousands of times with other people's hands. Disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's all so gross. And the thought of
licking your fingers while you're at a party is so gross.
Yeah, dog. And it's what's even crazier, too, is that, like, when you're in college, you don't fucking care. Like, sanitation is not something that's top of mind when you're at parties.
No.
Like, that's why you all share one drink and shit, or you, like, you drink out of bottles that people are just handing to you. Ugh.
Not good.
Yuck. Yuck, 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 yuck.
We talked about when you get to a party. Billy was just talking about this. You get to a party and you see the coolers open. And then you, it's like jungle juice. And he was, and then you just get a cup and you just stick it in there and get
nasty.
Yuck. No ladle.
My friends
no
and
serving
I,
utensils.
Yeah, my friends and I made jungle juice once for a party that we threw at one of our buddies' houses. And they were actually smart because they had those Gatorade things.
Oh,
like,
and
that
you
like,
that
have
thing.
Like a spigot.
Yeah.
Which is smart. Like, but not everybody has shit like that. Like, <No. laughs> they don't have access to that shit. They just have a fucking cooler and a dream. A metal tub.
What more could you ask for?
And innovation. That's all they have. But actually, when we made the jungle juice, we made it in this, like, one of those, you know, those clear storage bins? Like, that you pack stuff in?
Mm-hmm.
One of our friends had one, and they just rinsed it out with a hose, and then they made it in there and, like, mixed it around like that. Because, you know, it has, like, 15 alcohols in it. Dang, what a time. That was also the same night that I had absinthe for the first time and hallucinated. Don't recommend.
The first time I had absinthe?
Oh, that was the first time I had absinthe and the first time I had a dab. So clearly I had a death wish.
This one?
That was a big thing too. Nope, I had a
dab. Other one.
A different dab with the blowtorch way, girl.
Yeah, I remember watching my friends go through that phase.
That was terrible.
The first time I had absinthe was the night you went on Black Adam.
Oh, yeah.
And I had got a drink with it, and it tastes like black licorice, and I hated it.
It's horrible.
So yucky. Don't
recommend. The flavor's bad. The side effects are bad. It's all bad.
Not good.
You know what's so funny, too, is that night one of our buddies came over, and him and his girlfriend, and they'd been together for a while, and he was my friend that I met through work, and he was such a cool guy. And I was like, hey, we're having a party this weekend. Like, you should come by, like, bring your girlfriend. And he was like, okay, cool. And he showed up and we were like, hey, like, we're so happy you came. And we were all taking shots and he had just gotten there and we had just given him a beer, him and his girl. And they were drinking and we asked him, we were like, do you drink a lot? Do you like to drink? And he was like, yeah, yeah. And we're like, do you want to take a shot with us? And he was like, yeah, sure. And we did the absinthe. And we're like, oh, we're gonna take a shot of absinthe. He's like, yeah, let's do it. And we're like, okay. And he took his shot. And I remember he was like, do you guys have a bathroom? And we were like, yeah, it's right there. And my buddies lived in a duplex, but they lived upstairs, which is very common in Hawaii. And he was like, do you guys have a bathroom? We're like, yeah, it's down that hallway. If you go downstairs, you leave. Like, you go out the garage, you go outside. And then he was like, okay. And he turned around and he starts walking and kind of fast. So we were like, okay. And then he
sprinting.
Yeah. And then he did a hard right and went down the stairs. And we were like, no, dude, like the bathroom's this way. And we're going to look at him and he starts sprinting down the stairs. And then he's grabbing the door and he's going like desperately trying to open it. And then he finally gets, and I'm like, hey, are you okay? And he finally gets it open and he sprints out and he runs out into the garage and he goes, bleh! And he just like projectile vomited just like immediately. Like he had two sips of beer and that one shot. And he was like, do you guys have a bathroom? But he was so like calm. Like we didn't, we're like, yeah, yeah, it's over there. And he's like, okay, I'll be right back. And he turned around and he's like, like he starts like taking off.
Down the hallway.
And then he went down there and we saw him go down the stairs and I didn't follow him at the time, but I was like, hey, it's that way. But he didn't hear me. Like he already went down the stairs. And I was like, I asked one of my other guy friends, I was like, hey, go check on him because I think he went the wrong way. I don't think he heard me. And he was like, okay. And then he's the one who told me what he did up there. And then he was like, are you okay? He goes, yeah, no, I'm good. I just didn't think, I don't think I was expecting, you know, the taste. And we were like, my buddy was like, oh man, like, let me get you some water, man. And he was like, okay. And his girlfriend had come down already and she was with him. And my buddy went to go get a bottle of water and he came back and he left.
Aww.
I'm like, he is my friend still to this day. Like, we are good friends. He's cool. Like, we're cool. But like, we laugh about that story because we were like, why did you just leave? And then he was like, I don't know, I just met you guys and I really don't drink at all and I didn't expect to throw up, so I just went home.
I would have gone home too.
Which is so funny. Like,
I kind of shit my pants. I was like, this whole thing. I should go home.
And his girlfriend was like, yeah, I just took him home because he was like, they're the sweetest couple. They're still together to this day. They actually have kids now. But I laugh every time I think of that story because me and my friends were just concerned about him. Like, that's why we always asked. We're like, hey, do you want a drink? If not, we always had like waters and shit too if you didn't want to drink. But yeah, like it's just like, he's like, do you guys have a bathroom? And we're like, yeah. And,
mind if I pop in there? Yeah, real quick?
Like the way he left was so casual. He's like, oh yeah, right back. Oh my God, it's so funny. And I was like, how polite of him to go downstairs to vomit because he had to throw up so bad. Mm. I just thought it was, he was only there for like maybe 8 minutes. You know what I mean? And most of that was him coming upstairs.
Yeah.
Like parking the car or like getting dropped off and then going upstairs.
He goes, and call that Uber to come back. I'm going home.
It was so funny. The next time he came to a party of ours was like a Super Bowl party later that year. And he was like, I'm not going to drink this time. We were like, okay, that's fine. And I, yeah, we knew his vibes every time he came over after that. But it was really funny. You know, the first time I ever played Rage Cage was when my friends and I had, when I celebrated Friendsgiving with my friends.
Anytime I've ever played that game, I almost throw up.
Yep, same. That was the first time, yeah, that was my first time ever vomiting from drinking too much.
Like, I would start, like, I would pretend I'm drinking it, and then I would put it down and just let the ball go in there and slam the cup. It's full of beer. I don't care. I'm not drinking anymore. Yep. Or I'd go like this.
Yeah, me too. I'd just be like, I'll be right back. And I'd go out and I'd just pour it out in a bush or something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or I would just pour it into someone else's cup.
Like, we played it for Sam's birthday. And I was like, and Donovan wanted to play. And so I was like, I'll drink for him.
Rage Cage.
And I didn't think I was going to lose that many. Or hit. He lost 100 times and I was playing against him. Like, I was next to him. He should have stood somewhere else.
You know what I remembered too? This was not in college, but this was in high school. Remember when we had that French exchange student? Mm-hmm. In high school, and everybody was like, ooh.
And he looked like Cody Lindley, but like not.
He did.
Yeah.
Like Cody Lindley, later episodes of Hannah Montana. Well, when he had the little suit. That's so real. He looked exactly like him. Yeah. And he was like the hot stuff whenever we were in high school. I remember one time, because he was in one of my classes, I remember he said he had gone to his first American high school party. And I was like, how was it? And he was like, it was good. I didn't know, like, how you guys party here. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And he goes, well, no one dresses up. And I was like, dresses up? And he told me he came in slacks and a button down. Because he said that's what the fuck
they're doing. You Americans, you do not dress up.
That's what he said they do that and they drink wine in glasses. And I was like,
and eat fancy cheese? Shut up.
Yeah. Is there a charcuterie board? I was like, girl,
did you bring your decanter? Shut up.
I was like, you just set up a table, do their fucking taxes. You know what I mean?
No, like, he's doing a magic show.
No, for real. I was like, what are you, selling them a timeshare in Cabo? You know what I mean? But he said, he's like that. And you guys play so many games. Because he had never played like beer pong,
they sit around and smoke cigarettes and...
Yeah, I was like, what do you guys debate? Like policy, foreign policies or something? Like, what the fuck do you guys do in France? Correct me if I'm wrong, but my point being, like, I bet you some like European people, I bet you they would shit their pants if they saw what we did in college, like at college parties, because mm-hmm. according to them, they have fucking high tea or something, and that's them having fun.
I guess, whatever that means. Okay, on that note, we're going to end this episode. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes. If don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon.
Patreon.com/twoidiotgirls. It's always in the description box. You can't miss it.
Yes.
But if you enjoy this episode, you can listen to other episodes, ever you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
And other than that, we hope you have a great week and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now.
Save big.